Heyo, I'm gonna tell you something about computing control. And since I only have 5 minutes, I'm gonna assume that all of you are interested in this, and I'm not gonna explain you why you want this. If not, then, well, you're stupid anyway. First things first, how do you get into contact with the rest of us people hacking on? And there are three things. There's the P5P mailing list, there's the IRC channel, and of course there are conferences. Perl 5 Porters is essentially the place where everything that's important is discussed. If you're not on P5P, you're not really a core contributor in any regular sense, because you don't know what's going on. So, if you want to contribute to Perl, you have to be here. There are two things that you have to know before that, though. The first is, by most people's standards, it's a fairly it averages between 35 and 40 emails per day. If you think a lot, you're probably on the Git mailing list. The second thing is, discussions have had it a bit heated sometimes. I'm not going to name names, but yes, I think some people know who I'm talking about. There's the IRC channel. Who of you are on irc.perl.org? Well, you should be on YAPC anyway now, but the IRC channel tends to be a bit more casual and a bit more, hey, I had this idea, is this a good idea or a bad idea, or general, I'm running into crazy, I'm really, really crazy shit, can anyone help me with it, because, well, yeah. Fortunately, it tends to be a bit less rough than this is because it's a bit more likely that you'll be booted off if you're truly acting like an asshole. Thank you, Matt. yeah, just join it. Also, it's not plugged. The advantage and disadvantage is it's not locked, so if you want to have any serious kind of discussion that needs to be read for posterity, then do it not here. Do it on the P5P mailing list. And lastly, there's conferences. There are plenty of people here. Raise your hands if you're on like if you're like active with on either of the two.
I guess so.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. There are plenty. If you have some interesting idea, you can discuss it with people here. So, what are you gonna do? Well, fortunately, there are at least two to-do lists. But also, there are plenty of other people with ideas. There's like a zillion things possible, and it all really depends on what can you do and what do you have the time for. And in my experience, it's generally a case of find your itch and scratch it. If you find a bug, fix it. Because you want the bug that's bugging you to be fixed.
There is a bug in the slide.
Yeah, well, whatever. the most obvious role on Perl development would be a C hacker. Now, most of you aren't C hackers, but if you are, then there are more things you can possibly do than I can mention in like probably a 20-minute talk. My general advice here would be specialized. There are a few people like Nicholas there who seem to know their way around most people. Oh, crap. There are a few people who seem to know almost everything, but most of us are mere mortals who focus on one or two things and then hopefully get really good at it. And then there's documenters. Documenters are like the most underrated people in Perl, probably also because we have so few good documenters and so many people who utterly suck at it. That maybe includes me. Then there's dual life maintainers. Lots of modules have the dual life on CPAN and on core, and some of them need some development, some not, but they need at least to be synchronized. There are a few modules that I think actually actively need someone to do this. You don't need that many. If you can do CPAN, you can do this. Release managers. Abigail had a talk about that yesterday. Being a release manager is a very useful thing to do, and it doesn't require major technical skills, but it does require you to be able to commit commit time to it, because it's the only thing where people get mad at you if you slack off and release it 2 weeks late. And then there's testers, and well, related to that, bug reporters. How many of you have ever reported a bug? Excellent! Yeah, well, report bugs with tests, and then they have a chance of being fixed. Or fix them yourself, of course. Any questions?